Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
You are now listening to Not a Faithful Radio, the show hosted by a faithful for the faithful, exclusively on Radio AFS.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Not a Faithful. I'm glad y'all tuned in today, and I hope everyone had a blessed week. And as always, I got a great show planned for y'all, even though it wasn't a great football game. I still have a great show planned for y'all today. I'm going to go ahead and break down Niners Cowboys, getting a little bit of Niners Eagles, and of course, take your texts and phone calls. We got a couple texts, quite a few texts, actually. But some of them I can't read on air. But, well, I could read them on air, but I'm going to have to edit them a little bit. But we're going to go ahead and take your texts and phone calls as well. The number to call in is 646-668-8467. And, of course, if you want to drop me a text to my text-free app, we got 408-755-0030 is the number to go ahead and do that. The number to call in again, 646-668-8467. And the number to text is 408-755-0030. Why did I say 33? Also, if you would like to advertise your business on Niner Faithful Radio, Radio AFS has advertising packages available for as little as $25 a month. Email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com for more info. Oh, man. How y'all doing today? Oh, so if you've been watching my videos, my Facebook Lives and everything like that, you could tell that I would say we're pretty close to the last 24 hours. Matter of fact, technically, we could be pretty about this time, so we could say 24 hours. Wasn't a good day for your boy. Wasn't a very great game to watch. Big shout out to the Niners, though, for doing the Dwight Clark day, even though it was extremely sad to see him and hear him. Was a first-class move by the organization to go ahead and give him his pretty much his last wishes. Because for any of y'all that saw it, or anything, you know what I'm talking about. You know what, matter of fact, I don't know if y'all could hear this, but we're going to go ahead and play a little bit of it if it'll load up. Okay. It's not going to load up. Oh, wait. All right, we got a little bit of... That's weird. Okay. I guess it's not available. So we won't be listening to part. I didn't get to download the audio. Because the Niners personally haven't emailed me back after I emailed them. And, you know, said, hey, you know, what's the legal limit I'm allowed to play these interviews and stuff on the air? Am I allowed to? You know, what's the deal with that? And they've never emailed me back. So me or the station doesn't get sued. I'm going to go ahead and refrain from that. But go to Niners.com. It's about only like 8 minutes. But it's a really cool thing that the Niners done for number 87. But it doesn't look like, you know, he's going to be with us much longer, unfortunately. Very tragic. Very sad. But, oh, wait. Ooh, maybe we can do that. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry about that. I can't stop that. How do I stop that? All right, y'all gonna have to forgive this for a second. Okay, here we go. Here's a little bit of the ceremony. Okay, so I just got some feedback that apparently y'all didn't hear none of that. I'm sorry, I apologize. I thought since I could hear it through my phone that y'all would be able to hear it as well. So unfortunately, I guess y'all just got basically a couple minutes of nothing but silence. I apologize for that. Now that I know that, I'll never do that again. But that kind of threw me off. I was getting a little bit better prepared. Coming down with a cold. So let's go ahead and start to break this down. I mean, you know, we could go through the numbers. We could go through everything. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you are an avid listener to my show, that means you probably watched the game. But just to be thorough, Ziggy Elliott killed us. I mean, that was one of my keys to victory. If y'all haven't checked that out, I guess it's – I mean, it's not technically not too late because it's still available on Sports Elite. But I say it's kind of too late because it's the past game. But one of my keys to victory was to stop Ezekiel Elliott, and we failed miserably on that. He had three touchdowns, 147 yard rushing, 72 yards receiving, which came all on that screen pass he took to the house. What's up with Rashard Robinson? I mean, like, you know, he was supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread and, oh, his swag and all that. And, I mean, literally, he was more known for getting burned in his pass interference and illegal contact, you know, keeping that drive alive for Dallas, the second touchdown drive. I mean, that's literally it's hard to say in a 30-point loss that two plays, maybe even three plays, you could say, you know, really dictated a game that was 30-point difference. But, I mean, okay, four plays. You figure we get them three and out. That's only the ninth time Dallas went three and out all year. That's second most in the NFL. Or second best, I guess you could say, however you want to say that. But Only one other team's gone three and out less times than them. So then Trent Taylor, I mean, he just, I don't know how to say that, y'all. He just, he choked. He fumbled the ball. And, I mean, you could just see it right then and there. It was just like, damn. You heard all the Cowboy fans, which from what I was told, it wasn't, you know, as demonstrative as, you know, people would think, where it was just like, you know, it seemed like a Cowboys home game. I mean, obviously, there were the fans cheering the most, but I'm saying it wasn't so, you know, where it's like, damn, we might as well have been Dallas. But that's, I mean, that play right there, we're down 7-0. Okay, that was recoverable, but that was a big play. I mean, nobody can deny that. But, okay, the game wasn't over at that point. Then what happens is we go 3-and-out. Okay, not the best scenario in the entire world. Pretty sure not what, you know, the Niners wanted. But, you know, that's fine. Then the Niners stop Dallas on the next drive. They're off the field. And Rashad Robinson gets called for pass interference, which Mike Pereira came on today on KNBR and said that that wasn't pass interference. That shouldn't have been defensive pass interference. But so that was critical. That kept them down alive. Then the Niners stopped them again, and he gets another penalty. And but I understand that, you know, they're saying, you know, take your lumps early and, you know, they've got to learn how to win and, you know, you're building a culture and all that type of stuff. But you know what? There needs to be consequences for players. And I understand, if you excuse me for 1 second, I didn't take any notes today. I'm simply getting them off of the team's website. Maybe I should legally say that. I don't know. I doubt the Niners are listening to this show. Might be. If they are, please call in. That'd be so dope. Or text in, at least. So. Oh, we're getting a couple more text messages. Sweet. Keep those texts coming in. I'm actually looking for a sponsor for the text line. If you're interested in that, go ahead and shoot me a text on the text line at 408-755-0030 and let me know that you're interested in sponsoring the text line, and I'll go ahead and give you my personal number, and we can discuss that. And or go ahead and email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com. And I'll go ahead and give you my number then, and we can go ahead and discuss what we can do about sponsoring this text line. So I'll set up a nice little juicy package for you, depending on how much you want to spend. But wow, they haven't came up with a snap count yet. Huh. Normally, they've come up with a snap count already. But, so, sorry, I thought they would have had the snap count by now. Basically, the game came to that play. I mean, but there's no consequences. I mean, I understand they're putting in Akilah Witherspoon more and more and more. And so, you know, you could say that's part of his punishment. And, you know, I would be curious to see. I'm looking up. Why is it not working? Oh, man, this thing is so retarded. My connection's not private. So it's not anything that requires a password. Contracts. Okay. Obviously, it's just going to tell me I can't go on that page, apparently. Big shout out to everybody from 49ers Elite, Big Carlos Niner Don. That's a homie right there. Always approving my posts. I really appreciate that. Big shout out, big homie. Go join the group, bro. It's fun. They have a meetup pretty much every home game. They'll have a meetup before and stuff. It's a bunch of different stuff. So maybe we'll try to get him on the show during the off season. We'll try to get him on the show, and he could break down some of the things that they do. But anyway. It seems like they're willing to accept bad play from everybody. I mean, you know, we've seen them bench Carlos Hyde, and, you know, I know he didn't play 100% of the snaps, but I understand it might be the option of, you know, well, who are you going to, kind of what happened last year, where it's like, well, we have nobody better to put in. But just a little bit frustrated, I'm not going to lie. It seems like we were it just seems like we came in with okay, these are our needs, and it just seems like now we're leaving with more needs instead of getting those needs solved. Like, you know, all we heard all off season was that our defensive front was it was the greatest thing in football, bro. We had literally one quarterback hit all game. Listen to that again. One quarterback hit all game. What the fuck is that? I'm sorry. But that pisses me off, because now DeForest Buckner he's a keeper, you know, he's gonna be on the Niners for a long time. Nobody's questioning him as a first round pick and trade him. He's a Niner. But Eric Armstead, I'm done with him. I'm sorry, bro. You can't stay on the field. I mean, you have 1.5 sacks all year. I'm just not seeing it, bro. I'm just not seeing it. Not when basically you play the same position as Solomon Thomas. Or Solomon Thomas can play your position. Am I wrong? I mean, please tell me if I'm wrong. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. I'm going to go ahead and catch up on some of these text messages, and we'll go ahead and get into some of those. You're listening to Niner Faithful Radio on Radio AFS, and right now we'll go ahead and we'll get into a little bit of what do I want to listen to? What do I want to listen to? I guess we'll listen to a little bit of Solidarity Co-op, Faithfully.
I'm excited about the San Francisco 49ers, one of the legendary franchises in all of football. With great excitement and enthusiasm. I can feel the enthusiasm coursing through my veins right now.
I've been a 49er fan since Steve the Bird. I remember when the Niners got a first ring. Four field goals by Ray Wershing. Frisco, baby, we passionate. They said we couldn't get this far with Alex Smith. All non-believers, stop with the nonsense. Originators of the West Coast offense.
The Niners, yeah, we the greatest. Ask the East Smith boy, Irv Vernon Davis. Alex Smith, yeah, he the boss. Frank Gore out the backfield, give him the toss. Patrick Willis, he's going for the steal. David Akers kicking the balls all over the field. Candlestick, baby, that's where my fan be. Ask Josh Morgan, baby, or Mr. Crabtree.
I'm a true Niner, tailgate and all. Man, it was a good look, we got Harbaugh. Harbaugh at the game, man, doing my thing. So many jerseys, they don't know my name. They're like, what's up, Gore? There go Davis. This week I'm Crabtree, next week I'm Willis. The 49er faithful to the good and the bad. Man, there's so much honor in the SF pass.
I remember cracking bottles at the Super Bowl wins. When I'm wild through the streets, must have been around 10, 2012. My home base was sick. I lived through the dynasties, I felt all the sticks. A new generation with the SF heart. Like Gore busting through, ripping them all apart. I call it first and goal. We headed to the end zone, smash up the gut on our way to the Super Bowl.
The dynasty, a legacy, a Niners, what I'm born to be. Not satisfied with five rings, so we stay hungry. Hard fought guy that's working on chips. Adrenaline pumping, heading down the Candlestick. My passion runs deep, cause we got game. When you're done playing us, remember the name. We the illest, Patrick Willis and Arthur Smith. Getting it done with ball control and solid defense.
We love the San Francisco 49ers deep in our heart. Like Joe Montana in the corner, deep heart. Garrison Hurt, Stiff Farm going 99. Don't get it twisted, one and all with five times. John Taylor, Jerry Rice down the sideline. NGB, greatest owner of all time. Groove, Walgreen, Bill Belichick, we're all students of Bill Walsh. Don't ever forget.
Okay, and we're back. So Super Duper Secret Producer is in the hospital. They have a blood infection. And so they've spent the weekend in the hospital so far, and so I'm just getting updates from them about how it's going about, and they're showing frustration and stuff because they've been in there for she's getting frustrated. So sorry, but yeah, I mean I don't see it in Eric Armstead. I just don't. I know he plays hard. He's great against the run, you know. And it's just sometimes I feel like people are so anti-bashing their own players that they just blow smoke up our ass. Like, he's good against the run, but he's not a great pass rusher. You know, he's just, I'm tired of us going into games, and I understand it's a whole team and it's about consistency and, you know, but I'm tired of playing against teams who have superstars on their side and their first round, you know, picks don't seem to take forever. And it's frustrating. And I can't really blame – I'm not blaming Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch for anything that happened before this year. They had absolutely zero control over that. But, okay, let's go through our draft class. Okay, not pretty much happened off the top of my head. Okay, Solomon Thomas, nice player, not superstar. I'm not seeing Canton or anything like that. Nice player, number three pick. Nah. I think they should have really, essentially on talent, should have flipped Reuben Foster and Solomon Thomas and picked Reuben Foster 31. How about Reuben Foster 3rd and Solomon Thomas 31st? But Solomon Thomas wouldn't have lasted that long. So, but I don't think he's going to be a superstar, Justin Smith type. Reuben Foster, a lot of potential, bro. I love it. You know, that hit he had on Elliott was – gave me a little bit of goosebumps, but can't stay on the field. I mean, can't make the Pro Bowl in the trainer's tub, you know, on the trainer's table. The NFL's full of superstar players that are supposed to be superstars that injuries derailed their career. Look at Navarro Bowman. Now, I'm not going to, you know, a lot of people saying we shouldn't have let Bo go. I'm going to agree with that. I really don't think that we should have let him go. I think that they are so paranoid on controlling the message in the locker room. And we want exactly these players that you know, I think they're so focused in the, we're building for the future. We're building for the future. And everything's about the future. And, you know, we're building towards a championship culture that it's like, look, I mean, Joe Staley is the only remaining starter from the Super Bowl team on the team now. So you're trying to build a championship culture. And I understand that we didn't get a championship per se that year. But it would help if you're trying to build a championship culture to have some championship players, or at least teams that have been in the Super Bowl. I mean, it's no secret. Dallas ran it after our throat, down our throat last year after Bo went out, and they ran it on our throat all day without Bo yesterday. So I understand he's a liability in pass coverage, and, you know, they didn't like the fact that he was – they knew that he was going to play last snaps once Reuben Foster came back. And they were afraid that he'd, you know, become a quote-unquote cancer in the locker room. I don't think Navarro would have been a cancer in the locker room. He's too much of a pro for that. But you know what? I'm also mad at him. I always wanted to be a Raider. Well, then, bro, you know what? Get the fuck out of here then with your Raider ass then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because just this year you were talking – when you signed your contract, you were talking about how you knew – that you would finish your career as a Niner and it meant so much to you and everything. You know what, bro? Miss me with that. Always wanted to be a Raider. You always wanted to be with the team that's paying your paycheck. Get up out of here with that. booty tickled because you're not the greatest linebacker in the league. And, you know, they basically drafted your replacement. Well, maybe now you know how Patrick Willis felt. You know, when I remember that playoff game in Green Bay that they were taking Patrick Willis off of the field and putting Navarro Bowman on the field in one linebacker situations. Do you think Patrick Willis was really pleasant about that? But anyway, to get to some of these texts, so from the 661, that's here in San Jose. Hey, that's our new area code. Didn't like the way the defense played. Do you think this is somewhat of the effect of last year? I'm assuming you meant the same type of effect that the injury style are piling up. And, you know, we basically started signing dudes off the street who, you know, a week earlier were busing, you know, driving UPS trucks. I think going up against Philadelphia, the game's either going to go one or two ways. I believe we can go up in there and we can win. I believe there's too much parity in the NFL to literally have a game where you have just no chance of winning. You know, I believe there's too much parity. I believe, you know, these are people. They're humans. You know, sometimes humans, you know, don't bring their A game as much as they say they will and stuff like that. You know, maybe Philadelphia just sees how Dallas, you know, demolished us and how they're, you know, I believe they play Dallas the week after they play us. I could be mistaken on that. I'm not going to pretend like I know the Eagles' schedule. But I know that sometimes, you know, these are people. So we're either going to get blown out or we're going to, you know, win a close game. I shouldn't say that. Like, I mean, we could technically lose a close game. Hell, before yesterday, we lost all our last five games by, you know, 13 points. And I think what makes that five-game stretch even more impressive, or I'm sorry, was it five games? Yeah. What made that five-game stretch even more impressive is four of those five games were on the road. The only home game that we had in that stretch of times was the Rams game. So I think that makes it even more impressive when you think about four of those five games that we literally were losing sometimes on the very last play. Four of those five were on the road. Now, you could also say disappointing that, you know, the defense is kind of no-showed in all home games. And except the Rams game, the offense kind of no-showed in each home game. So, another text message is from the 602. I've never heard of that. Do you think that the team has had enough and that they'll start checking out and we'll see more blowout losses? Ooh, that's a good one. Do I think that we'll – oh, man. I think the potential is there. Merton Hanks talked about it on the postgame show, and he said, you know, it's human nature to start checking out. And my concern is – more is that you can't – there's obviously some players on this team right now that will not be here next year. Okay, I think everybody can agree on that. Eric Reed's probably not going to be here this next year. Part of me thinks that they'll hold on to Carlos Hyde, but then part of me thinks that they won't. So, you know, there are some people who believe he's gone. There's some people who believe he's coming back. You know, people have said, oh, well, you know, there were – in contact negotiations with him. I think they want to see what kind of salary he's expecting. And then, you know, they want to I think they want to see what kind of salary he wants. and then watch him kind of play out over the year and kind of see, okay, you know, is he worth what he's asking for? So what I'm worried about is you can't replace the whole roster. So if the team starts to, you know, tune out Kyle Shanahan and everything like that, I don't think that all of a sudden next year they're just going to start listening to him again. I think there's a residual effect of, well, what you told us last year didn't work. What makes this year any different? Now, you could make an argument of, oh, well, we have, you know, new players, and theoretically we're going to be better next year than we were this year, and, you know, things like that. Maybe. But you can't replace a whole roster. So I'd be more concerned about the lasting effects if, you know, Shanahan's going to be around for a while, same with John Lynch. You know, well, some players are going to be around a while too. Can't replace the, you know, the whole roster every year. You know, I think Reuben Foster is going to be here. Hell, wouldn't be surprised me if he's here longer than Shanahan and Lynch. There's rumors that, you know, is that Shanahan will be around longer than Lynch. That, you know, Shanahan's the one that really runs the show. And, you know, he basically, John Lynch is there to do the duties that Kyle Shanahan can't go to recruiting, you know, trips and all that type of stuff. You know, he's the head coach. Whereas, you know, John Lynch can. But, yeah, the Cowboys had 265 rushing yards. They have 501 total yards of offense. So that means, what, 65, that's 35. 235 passing. That's really not that much passing. I think that's about what C.J. Beathard had. Yeah, he had 235. So it seems like him and Dak Prescott finished with relatively same numbers. If you can give me a sec. I didn't take notes. They didn't release the snap count. They didn't do a couple things that I normally take notes from. And, of course, the internet wants to screw up. Oh, of course. All right. Well, Trent Brown left with concussion. And that's pretty concerning. You know, for us Niners fans, considering he's a big part of our future. Oh, sorry. I'm mistaken by my super-duper producer. Super-duper producer. She's corrected me. 669 is a area code here in San Jose. 661 is SoCal. So I apologize, Texter, that I said that you were from San Jose, you were from SoCal. I apologize for that. So, now that that's corrected, oh, wow. Now it wants to work. Okay. So, Eagles play tonight, so if you want to go ahead and I don't particularly, I mean, I'm going to listen to the Sharks game here soon. In fact, we might end this episode a little early today. But Dak Prescott was 16 for 25, 234. So he actually, C.J. Beathard for more yardage. Now, obviously, Dak Prescott threw for 3 touchdowns. And, you know, C.J. Beathard didn't throw for any, did score. So, Cooper Rush was 1 for 2 for 2 yards. They brought in the backups on us, bro. I mean, we just got dominated yesterday. Carlos Hyde, 14. He had a good game yesterday, though. He really did. He really did have a good game yesterday. But people say he had a leap back. It was a mismatch. He goes to the end. 5-5-9. Asked that very question. Well, you know, were we dominated? Yeah, we were dominated up front. That was not a good showing. They took us to it. But yeah, he asked if he was going to lead back. And I would say no. To me, elite is top five in the league. Would you say Carlos Hyde's top five running back in the league? To me, I think they've always kind of tried to pump him up because they basically chose him over Frank Gore. And I always thought they've kind of tried to pump him up. Oh, and 602 is Arizona, so shout out to our people in Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, so that big shout out. I know there's a lot of Niner fans in Arizona, bro. So big shout out to all you faithful listening in Arizona. I appreciate it. But I appreciate y'all texting in. Hopefully nobody's called. But I just don't think he's elite. Because in my opinion, it is Shaw, Ezekiel, understand, you know, Dallas was bad in the running game, but they were hurt. They got some of their players back yesterday, so that shored it up. But the game was there for him to be taken over. Now, I understand that's certainly not his fault, because if your number's not getting called, your number's not getting called. And, you know, CJ Beathard ain't about to start. CJ Beathard isn't about to start, autoing out of plays that Kyle Shanahan calls. He'll find himself getting to the bench real fast. But we're going to go ahead and take a quick break real quick. You're listening to Niner Faithful Radio on Radio AFS.
We'll be right back.
49ers. That's my alarm clock. But you know what? Let me see. Love the show. Love the show. Yeah, I think I pretty much went through our text messages. The couple other ones, 503, 321, and 714, are all basically going over stuff that we talked about. So we'll go ahead and end this this week's show a little bit early. I think I'm just going to change it and not say I'm going to get in the Niners, whatever the next game is, because I never seem to quite do. So, I think I'm going to just change everything real quick. But before we get out of here, I'd like to remind everyone to check out my victory, Keys to Victory, Niners-Eagles, coming out on Friday on Sports Elite. The website is in the show description. Also, like Niner Faithful Radio on Facebook. Just search Niner Faithful Radio. And also like us on Twitter at the at symbol, Niner Faithful R. And again, if you'd like to advertise your business or whatever on Niner Faithful Radio, email me at ninerfaithfulradio@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. See y'all next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Peace, love, and happiness. Go Niners. Alvin, take it away.
Thank you, everybody.